Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5403, Baruch Hashem. The 28th day of Nisan Tashin Yitzayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing Rav Achosia titles to, we haven't had a letter from him in a while, many letters. Shlomo Sheyichya Matasov. That's the Rabbi Matasov from
Morocco.
Casablanca in Morocco. And the Rebbe says Shalom Avrocha. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Avrocha, I am confirming hereby receiving your letter dated the 23rd of Nisan with the attached thereto. And I enjoyed your letter that they fabring there during the days of the Pesach festival. And also that all the teachers gathered before Pesach in a proper gathering. And for sure, the success in all this will arouse, awakened by you, additional force, additional strength as it relates to the future. Especially, the Rebbe says, based on what's explained in Chassidus, that the service of Hashem in the summer is easier than it is in the winter months, especially in the days that begin the time of our freedom, which is Pesach and receiving the Torah on Chag HaShavuos and Shavuos. So then every single day between Pesach and Shavuos, you have a special mitzvah. You count the Omer every day of the in-between days. And not only is it a mitzvah now, but we actually carry over the mitzvah of the day that has gone by also in the present day. We say in the language, we don't say Hayom Yom Sheni, it's the second day. We say Hayom Shnei Yomim LaOmer. It's 2 days, which means it's one and two or three. So in other words, we're incorporating the days that have gone as well. So each day gets the power of itself plus the past days. And the every mitzvah that preceded adds strength in fulfilling the other 212 mitzvahs. If you do one mitzvah, that's one of 613. So that one mitzvah gives strength to the other 612 mitzvahs. As the Mishnah says, mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. One mitzvah brings along with it another mitzvah. So the mitzvah that you did before helps you do all other 212 mitzvahs. So the Rebbe is, first of all, telling him that the success should infuse you with new energies, because you see success for the future. Especially, the Rebbe said, now the summer is coming. In Chassidus, it's explained, summer is easier to do work in this service. So therefore, the Rebbe says that, especially between Shavuos and Pesach, and these days, the mitzvahs, so that should give you the extra energy to do. Now, told him about the tefillin. He says, the Rebbe says he has to explain to the people that checking the tefillin to make sure that they're kosher, it's not just something, perfection, you know, you can do it or not do it. But it makes a difference whether the tefillin are kosher or they're not kosher. So the Rebbe said, most of the time, majority of cases, you can check it externally, which means externally, meaning you take a look on the parshiot, on the scrolls, and you take a look at the boxes, and you see if they're kosher or not. And I'm sure the Rebbe says, if there was a possibility, if it was human, possibly, to check the inside. What does Rebbe mean by the inside? Meaning to know that the sofer was kosher, the one who wrote it, was a kosher scribe. Sometimes we have to rely, and we don't know, you know, hopefully. But the Rebbe says that about tefillin, just to, there may be an issue of kosher, not kosher. I'm not sure exactly what they were talking about, but it's more than just doing perfection. So that's what Rebbe suggests. And then the Rebbe says, if there's a possibility to transcribe my letter, the Rebbe wrote a general letter to the people for Pesach into the language they speak over there, meaning Arabic or Morocco, the language that they spoke over there. So the Rebbe says, but provided that you can make a good copy of it, which means that it should fit the subject matter and the style, that it should make a good impression, those that read it also in the style and particular language that you quoted. The Rebbe doesn't want you to have a hodgepodge kind of a job. The Rebbe wants that it should be, if you can transcribe it, you can translate it into the local language, but do a good job on it. That's, you know, that would make sure that the style, the meaning, that the Rebbe says that would be fitting to put the effort in this, and even if it's expensive. And the Rebbe says, and that's self-understood, that this is all the above that I'm saying about transcribing and quoting, copying the Rebbe's letter, is also to the other letters that are generally nature. Because this is for Pesach, the Rebbe was talking about specifically, but he says all general letters, if you can find somebody who's a good, that can transcribe it properly, a good one, then please do it, and it's worth the effort and the tircha. And perhaps the Rebbe says there would be an idea to set up a booklet of the general letters, in which you will find at least one letter for the holiday, for the festival of the days of the year, so that people can be inspired by the Rebbe's message, I guess, for that time of the year. And the Rebbe says, reflect on that to that it should be fitting to the place over there, that to the people over there. And the Rebbe says, he prays that they should be successful in that. So the Rebbe is basically asking him to copy and to do it for the other letters, and perhaps to create a booklet in which there will be at least one letter from the Rebbe, a general letter for the holidays, and they can find each one something for the holidays. And the Rebbe says that choose a letter which is fitting to the people of the community, and the Rebbe prays for success for them. The Rebbe blesses him in regards to all of his colleagues in this holy work, to fill the will of Hashem Yisbarach, to make for Hashem a dwelling place in this world. That's the mission with the Rebbe's signature. So the Rebbe is encouraging him to make this letter and to make success, sending regards, wants to create that booklet, and the tefillin, the Rebbe suggests that it could maybe kosher, not kosher, more than just a perfection. And the Rebbe says that success should lead to more, further, more involvement. And as the Rebbe says, the work in the summer months gets to be a little easier according to Hasidus. So the Rebbe urges them to continue and with more for the future.